question would be if there was a Brit Milah on Purim. So the Terumat Edition discussed this question. At one point in the Teshuvah, he wanted to say that if you can only do one of the two mitzvot, meaning Megillah or Brit Milah, let's say it's right before sunset, we can only do one of them. At one point in the Teshuvah, he wanted to say to do Mikra Megillah and do the Brit Milah the next day. But at the end of the Teshuvah, he retracted from that. And he said, of course, if it's a choice between Mikra Megillah and Brit Milah, of course, one should do the Mitzvah Deoraita Brit Milah Bizmanah. But in a general case, when we're not pressed for time, the halakha does say that one should read the Megillah first and finish the Tefillah. And after the Tefillah, the minhag is to do the Brit Milah. Although some had the custom to do the Milah before Mikra Megillah because of the Pasuk, Lahudim Haita Ora, Bisimcha Bisason, and the Gemara says Sason is Milah. And therefore they would do the Brit Milah before they would read the Pasukim. But our minhag follows like the Kaf Ha'ayin brings down, Acham Avayah brings it down as well in Hazur Avayah, that we do it after the Tefillah. And there's different reasons for that. Number one, Megillah is considered Tadir, the Truma tradition says. What does it mean, Tadir? Because since always on the 14th of Adar, we read Megillah Tester. It's Zman Kavua. The Sheikh Brit Milah is not Zman Kavua on the 14th of Adar. Secondly, there's the Inyan of Pirsumei Nisa, which means the Inyan of Mikra Megillah is publicizing the miracle, which has an advantage, and it's a mitzvah that's done specifically by Rabbim. So therefore, for those reasons, the Hakam said that Mikra Megillah should take a precedence, and then after the Tefillah is done, then the Brit Milah is followed.